Well, folks, it's good to have you with us today. Welcome to the study, and we are delighted to have you joining with us. My little girl was cleaning out her room recently, and she came across this little book that somebody gave to her whenever she was just very small, probably before even starting primary school, The Brothers Grimm Treasured Fairy Tales. And many of our listeners, I'm sure you can think back to whenever you were just a little boy or a little girl, and maybe at school, around the teacher's feet, or maybe as you were being tucked into your bed at night, some of you would have heard fairy stories. Maybe Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf and those sorts of things. And here's a book that's full of fairy stories, fairy tales. Rapunzel's in here. Snow White is in here. The Seven Dwarfs. The Golden Goose. The Little Brave Tailor. Don't know that one. There's Rapunzel there. Little Red Riding Hood. What else have we? Hansel and Gretel, Tom Thumb, the Frog Prince, there he is, Snow White, the Elves and the Shoemaker, 12 Dancing Princesses, Sleeping Beauty. Haven't read them all, but some of them, I'm sure, are very, very familiar. And you know, it's not only little children that hear fairy stories, it's also grown-ups, adults as well. And we are living in a day whenever many people are listening to fairy stories for adults. There are many of them. In the book we mentioned, there's one there, The Frog and the Prince. And the frog gets kissed by a princess and turns into this handsome prince, and they get married and live happily ever after. And you think, what a ridiculous story. Of course, we know that that can't happen. That's not true. But are we not told nowadays the whole hypothesis of evolution, that there was nothing? Nothing exploded, and then there was virtually everything. And on planet Earth, you had a primordial soup, and out of the soup crawled a single-celled creature. It grew wings, it grew fins, it grew feet, it grew legs, arms eventually. It became a frog, became a monkey, and then eventually became a man. And so the story of the frog turning into the prince, as far as modern science so-called is concerned, doesn't seem to be all that big a fairy story either. Fairy stories for adults. And then, of course, the whole situation in our day and generation where you can choose your own gender. If you're a man and you want to be a woman, or a woman who wants to be a man, or maybe one of the other several hundred genders that we're told there are, you can choose your own gender, be whatever you want. We're living, friends, in the day of the modern fairy tale. Fairy stories for adults. We might want them to be true, but dear friends, facts are stubborn things. And in church circles as well, there are many fairy stories, make-believe stories that have been handed down from generation to generation that many people take on board and believe without actually digging into the facts. Many people there are who believe that church membership will get them to heaven. It's not in the Bible. And then there are others who believe that their confirmation, or the fact that they were christened or sprinkled or baptized as a little baby, gives them a one-way ticket into heaven. Again, it's not a true story. And still others who believe if you live a relatively good life, regardless of what you do with Jesus Christ, still someday you will get into heaven. Fairy stories for adults. Let me just read a little verse to you from the Bible. It's from 2 Peter, and it's chapter number 1. Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 16, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." And Peter speaks there about the reality of a crucified and also a risen and a living Saviour. And he says, we did not follow cunningly devised fables, but rather, he says, I was an eyewitness to his majesty. Peter spoke from conviction and from assurance that what he was saying, what he was declaring was true, because not only had he seen it in the lives of many others, but he also had experienced it in his own life as well. And as he wrote to those believers, the Jews that were scattered abroad, he says, I was not following cunningly devised fables, but rather he was following the truth, something that he had experienced, something that he knew to be true, something that the Word of God and the prophets and the Old Testament times said should come. And I wonder today, dear friends, are you following cunningly devised fables, the fairy stories of men, or are you following the Word of God? In John chapter 8, the Lord Jesus Christ said in verse number 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Freedom doesn't come with lies. Freedom doesn't come by following cunningly devised fables or fairy stories for adults. Freedom, liberty, deliverance comes from the truth. And the Lord Jesus said in John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In John 1 we read, "He was full of grace and truth." The truth shall make you free. John 17, the Saviour prayed before going to the cross for his church. And he prayed, "Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." So important in these days that we're living in to get a Bible answer. Man's opinion, regardless of how popular it is, how appealing it is, it's no good to you unless it's based upon the Word of God. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If you want to know peace, salvation, freedom, liberty, you'll find it in the Word of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's not follow the cunningly devised fables of men, but let's follow the truth of God's precious word. Friends, thank you for joining us. Hopefully we'll see you again very soon.